In this gospel reading, we find Jesus walking in the temple courts during a festival of dedication, or festival of lights, a time when people remembered the rededication of the temple. Now, it's called Hanukkah, and it means renewal. And it's a fairly recent festival in the time of Jesus. Historically, it celebrates the Maccabeans under Jews. Overthrowing the Greek Emperor Antiochus IV, who occupied Jerusalem and asserted his own religion. And they were particularly upset about desecrations in the temple. Judas fought them off, restored Jewish rule, and the restoration of Jerusalem on their own terms, just 150 years before. He also negotiated a truce with Rome, which lasted 100 years. Now, 150 years later, current day Jerusalem, where Jesus is, they were occupied by Rome. So, perhaps it's understandable that the leaders wanted to know, they were impatient to know Jesus' identity. Maybe they were hoping he was another Judas Maccabeus, so he could rid them of those pesky Romans and re-establish their own identity. Own autonomy all over again. So they asked Jesus to tell them plainly, "Are you the Messiah?" In their heads, clearly, that meant something different to what Jesus had come to be. They were looking for clarity and assurance, but Jesus only responded to them by pointing out the works that he's done in his Father's name. All of which, he said, witness to his identity. The explanation clearly didn't sink in, because it just didn't suit their idea of what salvation was beyond their immediate needs. Jesus speaks to them about his followers as sheep, who hear his voice and follow him. He knows each of his sheep personally. Beautiful image of the close relationship between Jesus and his followers, and connects strongly with Psalm 23. Once over, anyone who has had sheep will tell you they're not the most gifted animal in the Brains area. We were just on a trip recently with some people who own sheep, and they said they're really sweet. Comparing us with sheep might not sound like the most flattering comparison, but that's not what Jesus had in mind. What he meant is that the sheep, people, who are tuned into their shepherd, will never get lost, and that the shepherd will move mountains, not towards them. Jesus promises that his sheep will never perish, and no one can snatch them out of his hand. Speaks of the eternal security comes from being our best care. Jesus declares that he and the Father are one. It's a fun fact. Verse 30, the Father and I are one, is the exact middle of the Gospel of John. It just gave me a little bit of a pause to think that 2,000 years ago when the book was written, it had this verse at the very center. Whether by accident, design, supernatural inspiration, I can't say. There it is. Sort of cheered up. Anyway, this statement is no small claim. It may have landed on deaf ears at the time, but just emphasized his divine nature and the unity that he shares with God. It affirms his unity and authority. In Acts reading, we learn about a disciple named Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, and both names mean gazelle or deer, graceful and beautiful. She lived in Joppa, which is now called Jaffa in Israel. It's not far from Tel Aviv. She was known for her good works and acts of charity. always doing kind things for others, especially for those in need. Sadly, Tabitha became ill and died. The disciples in Joppa heard Peter was nearby and sent for him. And the trip from Lydda to Joppa is approximately 20 k's, or about 4.5 hours walk. When Peter arrived, he found the widows mourning her death, showing the garments and clothing that Tabitha had made for them. This was testament to the love that they had for Tabitha, as someone who helped, in many small ways, every day, to make the lives that were doing it hard, lives of people doing it hard, more livable. In doing so, she provided for their basic needs, and modeled God's nurturing side in Christ's life in a very compelling way. We can call it building a village, if you like, but small helps every day, by many people, are better than one big effort by a small community. Peter prayed and said, "Tabitha, come." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and said, "Why did God prompt Peter to raise her? Wasn't for Tabitha's sake. She was in heaven." This miracle not only brought Tabitha back to life, but it also brought many people to believe in the Lord. These powerful miracles don't happen very often. And when they do, it's usually to spread the word. This powerful action was effective because it became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Tabitha's story reminds us of the importance of serving others with kindness and generosity. Her life was a testament to the love and compassion that Jesus teaches us to show, and the very nature of God. Jesus said that his sheep know his voice. Now you and I have heard many different voices this week, all competing for our attention. Family, work, advertisements, I think it was a voting's over. It takes a lot of effort to make the space to listen to the word. Words to keep trying, and it's very patient. Let's remember the love and care that Jesus, our good shepherd, has for us. He knows us, protects us, and gives us eternal life. Listen to his voice and follow him with faith and trust. And we can respond with a lifetime of small words.